Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And yes, we are on 2 days a week. You can reach us and listen to us on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time, Fridays from 3 to 4 o'clock. You can also follow us on our divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com for things that we blog. And we have a Facebook page that we would absolutely be love, and be honored for you to go on and like our page. And once a month, we draw somebody for a half-hour free reading, as well as Marie and I also do goddess parties. We go into homes. We go and teach classes in the corporate office, community, kids, adults of all ages. So if you're interested, give us a call or email us at Gmail or divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, or you can call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth Jacobson at 651-900-4136. We also do readings. We do readings together. We do readings individually. So if you're drawn to us and you're wanting to make that connection, we offer a variety of separate services. So give us a call. Hook up with us. And if you want to email us any questions or any feedback, any positive comments, any validations, if you want to donate, you want to invest, you want to do any business with us, again, you can email us. So welcome to Phone In Friday, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, the number is 347-327-9360. And if you can't call in but you're listening on your computer, you can type a question in the chat room, and we will get to that as well.
And also, I just want to sit here and put out there, this is a big weekend because it's solstice weekend, so there's a lot of global meditations that are going on today and tomorrow to bring more light into this world, and we need as much light as possible, you know, and that's coming from your heart space. So it doesn't matter what time, you can do individual, you can do it individually, go into meditation, you can get together with a bunch of friends, group, you can go sit out in the nature, go swimming, but to maybe your neighborhood, you all get together and you do it at a certain time, just so that energy all goes, and make sure that you set the intent that that light, that 100% of that light comes in and it goes out to everybody, globally and out into the world. So just to let you know, that's today and tomorrow.
That's right, and while we're waiting for people to call in, I actually found an article on the summer solstice and what magical, it was like a magical idea list of what you can do to connect with the solstice. So the first one is celebrate the outer and inner fire with a summer bonfire.
Yeah.
Play drums, dance, and celebrate with your loved ones. And if you want to get more ritualistic, you can use fresh herbs like vervain, lavender, St. John's wort, or, you know, whatever you're drawn to, and you just throw it into the fire with your deepest wishes. So that's something that that you can do tonight and tomorrow. For a more personal celebration, you can make a little altar of light and gratitude by lighting one or more candles and decorating it with summer flowers and tangerines. So if you leave the tangerines outside in the sun, they will soak up the sun's energy, and then you can eat them later.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then you can also stick a candle into the orange. You can make a beautiful candle holder that way,
Nothing like a dried tangerine. But, hey, you have that sun energy coming in, so.
Yeah, and you could probably leave it in there for an hour or so, but at least it'll soak up what energy. You can make or buy a sun piñata and fill it with yellow flower petals and gold coins. And then guests can take turns hitting it so that when it does open, you're showered with gold and flowers.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, and you know those, you can get those chocolate coins.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be kind of cool to put in there.
I would love the real gold coins.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking gold coins, and boy, people can get hurt.
I know.
They smash on their head, so maybe try, like, chocolate coins. That
you
might
cut
be a little
some tissue around them as you're doing it.
Or a helmet.
Or some of that bubble wrap around each piece of coin. Oh.
Okay, then you can make a sun wheel by creating a large wreath with flowers and moss, and then get some strips of paper and have your friends write a wish on it and wrap it or tie it with string to the wreath. And then you just pass it around casually through the evening. And some can take turns dancing with it, holding it, and then at the end of the evening, you throw it into a fire.
You know, and this is a good time to write down what you want to be done with once and for all, you know, and that's all frame of mind, so the stuff that no longer serves you, you know, that doesn't uplift you, that doesn't empower you, build your confidence, your self-esteem, your sense of self-worth. Get rid of it, write it down, put it in that fire, and it can be individually, it can be with a group of individuals, it can be with two people, it can be you and your dog or you and your cat. It can be a chimney. It doesn't matter. And then write some new intentions of what you want to manifest. This is a very powerful time. But also, I ask that everybody includes the world in it, and especially Mother Earth, because she's going through a lot right now. On the East Coast, there are people who have gotten a hold of some things and have inserted into the Earth. And last Tuesday, when I said there's something going on with the Earth, it was validated the other day, but it's not good stuff. It's programs that are being transmutated through these crystals that have been strategically placed on the East Coast. And I think, if I'm remembering correctly, Virginia, but don't quote me on it, but I know it's on the East Coast. So let's really send some of that love and that light and come from your center of your heart, you guys, into the Earth, especially if you're in that area. So, because she's needing it, she's needing it, she's purging it, and then you have people who are trying to sabotage it, and that's not cool, not okay, so.
Yeah, and this next idea actually piggybacks off of Beth, because you can, you know, either gather or buy some yellow and orange flowers and make a sun mandala offering on the earth.
Oh, yeah.
So you just pick the petals off and arrange them in circular patterns.
Yes.
And as you do it, you infuse it with your prayers and hold a vision of peace for our planet.
Yes.
So that would be something you could do. That's a pretty good one. Because, you know, I think if you're going to do a bonfire, you know, you could use, like, the bonfire to throw your intentions of, you know, whatever you want to be done with, throw that into the bonfire, and then do that wreath and stick pieces of paper that you actually want to manifest after all your wishes,
mm-hmm.
and then put that into the fire at the end. So you get rid of your stuff first, and then you put your positive intentions in.
Exactly. And then if you have other creative ideas, there's a lot of stuff that you can do to help. And those who are doing planetary work, like I said, a lot of that's being done. It's already being done. It's already being done. So it's like if everybody can sit here and come together and hold the space for the earth and just shine that light from your heart and that love and just chant the word love, you know, do those affirmations and just radiate. Put your hands out to the ground, out to the sky, and just visualize that beautiful energy coming through those hands, and then even through your crown chakra, out your feet and back into the earth. So just become that conduit for her to take in that energy even more. And that you just ask that it pulsates all through the core of the earth, all through all layers of the earth in all directions, the north, the west, the south, the east, as above and below, and even ask that it even goes into the waters also, because the waters will magnify everything that we put into it. So let's make sure that it's love and that it's light.
Yeah, and actually we are entering this astrological sign of Cancer, and Cancer is a water sign. So include a water element, you know, into your solstice celebration. You can take a jar full of water, and you can add fresh herbs and flowers, and leave it in the sun and make a solstice tea.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds really good, really good.
Yeah. You can make a solstice flower essence during this time. So you want to go out and tune into the flower that you're resonating with, and usually you want to just pick one flower and one essence at a time.
No pesticides.
Yeah. So use your intuition to feel whether or not you have permission to pick the flowers. And so then you're going to gather your flowers and place them in a small glass bowl with spring water and let it sit in direct sunlight for 3 to 4 hours. So you want to help the sun's rays expand the energy of the flowers vibrationally into the water. And then you strain the flowers and pour into a bottle or jar. And then this is interesting. So fill your jar halfway with your water and add the same amount. So fill the other half with brandy to preserve it. So the essence you have left over, you can either drink or return to the earth as an offering of gratitude. So then you want to cap your jar, label the flower and date, and then you have your mother essence.
Wow.
So you can use a little dropper bottle, and, you know, if you want to just do, like, a dropper bottle that you want to take with, just take a couple drops of your flower essence and a couple drops of the brandy, and then you can carry that with you.
So is there a website that you're getting that off of, and who wrote that up?
It's Mystic Mama, so mysticmama.com.
Mysticmama.com. Thank you, mysticmama.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then she says, finally, just make some beautiful flower wreaths for yourselves. Tie some flowers together and stick them in your hair.
Oh, I would love to.
Feel that energy.
I'm not seeing any flowers out in your yard right now.
What do you mean? I got lots of flowers.
In the backyard, I don't see
anything.
Oh,
the backyard, no. Backyard's a mess.
But be mindful of ticks, because the ticks are big time
this
year. So, you know, plus, again, you want to where there's no GMO. Is there any of that anywhere? I have no idea. No idea.
So, there you go. I mean, it's, you know, some little tips to enjoy and celebrate the solstice with, and enjoy it, celebrate it, bring that energy into you. It's a magical time.
Yes, it is. And, you know, those of you who are wondering what the heck's going on, just, you know, Mercury's still in retrograde, and we have solstice coming in, and there's a lot going on in the world right now energetically, and even in the physical world. So, and it's affecting, you know, the way that we're existing in this world right now. So make sure, if you hear nothing but this, make sure that you stay out of drama and chaos, because drama and chaos want to bring you in and it wants to bring your energy down. So don't be afraid to say no, setting up those boundaries and walking away from it, no matter who it is, kids, partner, colleagues, family, whoever, next door neighbor, strangers. Don't be afraid to sit here and say, no, I'm not taking it on, and I don't want to hear it. That doesn't make you a bad person. So this is the weekend to really exercise that.
Exactly.
Let the force be with you. Let the force
be with you. And we're less than 2 weeks away from the end of retrograde, so just hang on, and things will move direct, and use this time to communicate clearly what you want, and to re-examine what it is that you want to do with your life, or re-examine your decisions, re-examine your relationships, because you'll have your answer once Mercury goes direct, and you'll know exactly what to do. You'll have your game plan in place.
And you're going to, for those of you who have, you know, young kids who are unable to verbalize themselves, you know, they can speak, but they don't know how to put what it is they're thinking and feeling. There's a lot of kids who are stating, because I work with kids, that they're seeing a lot of monsters, and those monsters can tend to be from outer space. I'm just not saying their names so that they know that I'm not recognizing them, but they're choosing not to be of the light. And they're witnessing, the kids are saying that they're doing a lot of bad things to the earth and to others around them who don't see it. And so if your child is inconsolable, that is what's going on. Just reassure them. Call on the angels. Call on Archangel Michael. Ask them who it is that, you know, they feel safe with, who's out there. Get them tuned in with the angels. Get them used to a color, if it's blue, if it's emerald green. Most kids are going for that beautiful rose gold and any type of blue that's high vibrational, and the rose quartz. So that brings them comfort. So just so you know, that's what's going on. Epsom salt baths and essential oils are really helping kids get through it also. And keep them outside as much as possible, and if they can be in the water, that seems to be calming them and soothing them. So the water is very powerful right now. And if you don't have plants, I suggest whatever your budget is, if you can bring a plant inside the house and maybe put it in a room that you guys spend a lot of time in. There's something magical that's going on with plants right now. Plant life is really talking to me, that we need to really utilize it inside and outside. So it will help you. It will help your children. So just so you know, that's what's going on with them.
Okay, cool.
So that is what's going on. Do we have any callers? Or?
I have one caller waiting. Shall I grab it? Grab it. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm in Minnesota.
You are? We have a Minnesotan. I didn't catch your first name. What was your first name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I haven't really been able to call in before or listen in. I'm at work right now. So can I just ask whatever question I had on my mind, and then
I'll recommend
how this works?
Yes.
Okay. So I've had a lot of anxiety and a lot of problems with my financial situation lately, and I was just wondering if there's any guidance of that.
The first thing that I'm hearing and seeing for you, you have some stuff going on your right side, and I don't know where you are on your spiritual path, but there's some energetic blocks. They're not big. They're not thick. But have you been having anything going on with your legs, especially like your right leg? Not that it necessarily hurts, but to where you might have some.
I woke up with a Charlie horse in my leg, my right leg. The other day.
Well, and that's also, there's energetics going on with that, but it's also make sure that you're really drinking a lot of water because your body's feeling dehydrated more than normal, and just the energetics, even if you're not aware of it, at night we shift a lot. So make sure that your water, there's a lot of water in you. Drink as much as possible. And then I'm also hearing that you're finishing up some old belief systems that are deep, 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 that has to do with money and worthiness. So, but I'm hearing what you need to do is you have to go into a meditation and go in and find out where the root of that problem is because you're right at the cusp of finishing it up. So it's really cool, Elizabeth. It's right at the tail end of it. And you're going to get through this. Your finances are going to improve. There's a lot of stuff that you can find on YouTube that to do with this, removing energy blocks.
Yeah.
And that is specifically your root chakra.
Like a year.
Your root chakra. Correct. And so this was Beth, so let's see what Marie comes
up with. I was getting exactly the same thing because I was getting you have a block, which is coming from ancestral. So it's it's ancestral
belief systems?
Yeah, it's belief systems.
Of not having enough, not having enough.
Yeah, because I can see that you have, in your lineage, you've had a lot of times where your ancestors have had to struggle, and even though they didn't have to, but that belief system has been carried all the way up to you, and that's a block for you. So you can actually, if you can release it all the way back, then that'll open it up for you.
Okay.
And it's not a heavy block, just so you know, but remain very calm about it. Mm-hmm. Let that anxiety go. Anxiety is all about the past. That's all it is. And it's in that frame of thought at a deep level that you don't have enough. And don't get caught up in the illusions. Marie and I get where you're at, Elizabeth, just so you know. Many of us are there. But don't get caught up in the illusion and that scarcity thinking. The money appears when you need it. You're just not living the way you want to at this moment. Most of us aren't right now. But we're coming into a cusp of, there's a lot of stuff planetary that's going on with the monetary system that people are working on, and we're going to be coming out of it, but we have to go through retrograde. So we won't see the relief of it until probably the first 2 weeks of July.
Yep. And since we're in retrograde, it's a fabulous time for you to finish up all your review work.
Yes.
And use this time to get all that done. Review, relook at anything with a re, as you know, as pertains to your lineage and what the blocks could be, and so that by the time we go forward, you're going to go forward as well.
Okay.
And Elizabeth, when we say go in and look at it, you go into a meditation. You just go into your heart, and then you go visualize the part of your body that's hurting, like your leg, and it's big time in your bottom of your foot and your right side of your ankle, and then it goes up to your knee, which goes up to your sciatic nerve. And so go in there. It almost makes like, it does. It looks like a three in there. So it has to do with mind, body, spirit. So what you want to do is go in there and ask, where is the root of this problem? Where did it stem from? And how can I take care of it? Now, how can I let this go from my body? And that's why it's just for you, because you're stepping into the next part of your phase spiritually. That's why we're not able to do it for you. So you're stepping into this. So it doesn't have to be a scary thing. You can find how to do this stuff on YouTube. Cutting cords and attachments. You can find it on
cutting
YouTube galore. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So good luck to you. Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great I'm going to keep listening.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll put you back on hold.
Okay.
Okay. We have our next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Mike and I'm calling from California.
Well, hello, Mike. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do. Question is, I'm actually moving back to Arizona next week. Things didn't quite go as smoothly as I anticipated here. And I kind of want to get some insight in regards to I'm building a business that seems to have some strong momentum, but I will still have to do the, a day-to-day gig. And kind of, do you see that in regards to sales, which I've been interviewing for, or waiting tables, bartending, or restaurant management, because those are all kind of in the mix.
Is your business spiritual based?
It's not. It's in the banking and investment, but I am, medium.
Okay.
I've been working on it for about 4 years, so it's definitely picking up.
Okay.
I'm hearing with you waiting tables. It's not forever, but it's quick cash I'm hearing. And there's going to be a meeting of somebody. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're
good. Oh, with you. So that's what I'm hearing, and it's not long-term. I'm hearing no longer than 3 months, as long as things continue to move forward. And there's energetics that are beyond your control, just so you know, beyond your control. But as long as you continue to do your stuff, you're going to be fine. Things are going to be shifting for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And business-wise, and, I mean, it's the right path?
Yeah, that's the right path, but what's the darkness that's around you in California?
It didn't work out. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm picking up some dark energy around you. So before you leave California, just clear yourself.
Okay.
Have you left yet? Have you left yet?
No. It'll probably be Tuesday morning.
And I'm hearing, don't look at it as a failure. There's a part of you that there's a sadness in your heart. Let that go. It was not meant to be. There's something else that's coming up for you, and it will be worth it. It will be worth it.
Okay.
So,
and
release that grief. There's a grief about it. So let that go, because that will lower your energy, and then the good will have a harder time of finding that. So, and you're a bright light. So continue to shine that light and know that you're going to be opening up even farther on your spiritual path.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And I think what I'm getting from this, and I don't know if Marie will be tuning into it, you're going to be bringing, because of the Financial Institute and the energy that it holds, you're going to bring in this new energy, and it's needed in the area that you're moving to versus where you were at. And so that when I see that, that means there's certain people that you're going to be in connection with that's going to help with the next part. So, and what I know planetary, this all makes sense for me, but I would have to get into a long discussion. But just know you're on the right path and things are going to be fine for you. But you can do this for the next 3 months, waiting tables, and you're going to get good tips, and it's going to be the people that you encounter. But it's just fast cash, they're saying, fast cash.
Right. Yeah, exactly, because I'm kind of starting over again where I had a nice little nest egg and so forth and kind of blew it while I was here in California. And, my business is a consulting and in the banking and finance world. And one of the groups that I work with, the gentleman, the director, has basically said he's closing the deal possibly this, here in the next, few days, week or so. And he proposed, he's like, listen, you've got more potential than anybody who's been working for me for years. When this deal closes, I've earmarked money for you so you can kind of, support yourself and work full-time with this rather than having to spend your energy with these other jobs. Do you see him following through on that?
I'm picking up the word shift. So they're saying that, he has good intentions, but...
Yes, his intentions are good. I back that up.
But things will shift.
Okay.
And so because of the shift of what it is that he's going through, it can, to the outside, to what it can appear to you, that it, there could be a holdup on it. Mm-hmm. And it could mean that money's tied up. It could be that he gets lost in doing something else for the, what he has to take care of. And, you know, and it could look like he's spacing you off, not having any, but he's going through shifting also. And, again, it makes sense with what's going on planetary with the monetary system right now. And hopefully we're going to see the light of day. And you're not the only one. We're all there. So hold that space for yourself and for the world, and you're going to get through this.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, he's a good asset to have, correct?
Oh, God,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
His heart is there. His heart's in the right place. There's manipulation behind the scene, not of him, but it's of sources that he's unaware of. Let's just put it that way, if you know what I mean by that. Because I don't want to give those sources any more energy. So that's what's playing at part here. Just so you know.
Okay.
So it's, as long as he tunes into his heart space, things will go fine. But it will be, it's going to take some time to get through that, though, also.
Hey, Mike,
understood.
I got a question for you with your mediumship.
Yeah.
Are you someone that, like, kind of like a portal where people come and then you cross them over?
I have no idea. I mean, I've been in this. I started a friend of mine, an old boss of mine in the mortgage industry. Her mom's an amazing healer, and she basically told me one day to, you know, because I'd been meditating and so forth, and said, "Why don't you try automatic writing?" And of course, being a guy, I didn't read the directions and got messed with for a few months. And then when I kind of got that all figured out and straightened out, one person that I met, who was a psychic medium as well, introduced me to, like, her teacher, and I started taking classes. And now it's just kind of, you know, I just kind of, I don't see, but I feel, hear, and know. And so I kind of, when, you know, I can tap into, like, a name and things like that and kind of go that direction. Or sometimes if I'm just doing readings, like, for friends for practice and stuff like that, I'll get certain insight that leads me to the individual who's kind of communicating. But I don't see, and I don't know about the whole crossing over thing.
Okay. Don't be surprised if you do start to see that.
Like actually see in my mind's eye type of stuff, or?
Yeah, where you'll actually see souls, and then you'll be like, why am I seeing all these people? You'll be helping them cross into the light.
Okay.
I'm also hearing tap into that skill more, so that you practice, because that skill will tap you into other gifts and abilities that you're unaware of right now. So this, the California thing, this is all happening for a reason. So you have a little bit of downtime. It's happening for a reason, even though we go into that fear mode of going, oh my God, you know, the bill collectors don't care how spiritual I am. Just be working on this, because it will propel you. All it takes is one person to shift your life to bring you to a next level that you never thought it possible. So be practicing and honing those gifts and abilities.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the kind of the thing I've been so focused on, the business and making money and things like that. I've kind of pushed this off to the side. And I think the California thing, I'm actually staying with a friend who's really intuitive, and we've done a lot of energy work and things like that. And, so it's kind of interesting how that all kind of pull through when it fell into place.
Yes. Yep. And just be open to noticing the synchronistic events with you. I'm hearing it's synchronistic events from here on in, how everything's going to be falling into place for you. And it's very easy. No matter how, try to really, your intent will be out of the fear. Today's the day. At this moment, I'm out of fear. I'm following my heart. I'm following my inner guidance. So do positive self-affirmations. You'll be amazed at how fast you're going to shift.
Yeah, and I'm also picking up that, you know, you're doing your 3D stuff like we all are, but eventually you're going to be doing this kind of stuff more and more full-time. So don't be surprised.
I would be okay with that. I would be okay with that.
Yep. But you have to go through all your steps, because all these little things are helping to open you up, because – you know, when you start reevaluating and you're going, okay, you know, because your gifts will start growing and growing and growing as you take each step. So
And shifting your perspective.
Yeah.
It's shifting your perspective, your 3D perspective to your higher consciousness perspective. It's a spiritual, you have your personal growth that you're going through and your spiritual growth. And they're wanting you to really pay attention to the spiritual growth that you're evolving, evolving.
And being in the financial banking world,
I know, right?
is perfect to help you open up. Perfect.
With that, you get to help others.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's so many sharks in this industry that intuitively I've been able to tap into a couple of things, like, or just kind of go, this guy's full of crap, so blow him off.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel that the guy that I'm working directly with most, again, like you said, the intention's there. I feel like he's a good guy. I feel like his intentions are right there. But it's just nothing's come to fruition yet financially, and he went on vacation and some of his people dropped the ball on a deal, and which would have been enough to live on for the next year and a half, type of thing. So it's like I get there and there's momentum, and then a rug gets pulled out from underneath. So it's just like,
trust me, I know. Almost had it happen to me this year.
There's reason for that. Like I said, there's those unforeseen forces that you would be amazed at how much they're playing into this right now. And there are people who are specifically who right now for the past this whole month have been working on the financial system, but this is. Those unforeseen sources are so desperate that they're coming into the finances because they know that we as humans need that to survive in this physical world, because the reality is we're in the monetary system still. So just so you know, that's what's going on behind the scenes. So he has to do his work, and if he has other people working for them, that doesn't mean they're in their heart space. So just remember that and hold the space for him so that he sees the truth of what's around him.
Okay.
As you're holding your space.
Awesome.
Does that make sense?
Well, thank you so much. Oh yeah, no, absolutely it does. And I'm still trying to get the I'm still trying to get a lot of the terminology and stuff like that. And when you mean by hold space, could you clarify?
You're just sitting there and you're not in any judgment. You're just setting a space for him. You're not taking it on. You're not going to worry about it. You're sending love and light to him. You're completely 100% saying, I know his intention is for his highest and best good as it is for mine. No matter what it might look like, no matter what it feels like, you're holding that space. And you're going to get out of the time limit. Because remember, out in the universe, time doesn't exist. So it doesn't always go according to plan. So meanwhile, you have a lot to learn about yourself at this time right now. Because you're going to be looking at things differently now. Mm-hmm. You're coming from your heart.
For sure. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. That was one of the big shifts recently. And
with
more of that.
Yep. You're a good guy. For whatever reason, you need to hear that you're a good guy. So remember that.
Right. Well, I run my business with integrity. So I'm not going to shortcut and cheat somebody just for financial gain.
Yep. And I just felt your heart shift. That's why I've been keeping you on here. They've been telling me, you didn't know this, Marie didn't know this, but your energy's shifting. So now they're saying that's good. So thank you so much, and good luck to you, Mike.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you so much. I'll follow you guys and kind of check in from time to time.
Yes, sounds
good.
That would
be fabulous. Oh, and I got, and it's showing me a 333 on the computer, as you said.
So that's their thumbs up. Angels are with you. Angels are with you.
Awesome. Thank you,
good
ladies.
Good luck to you.
Good luck, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Okay. And you know what? I wanted to, before we take the next caller, I wanted to just reiterate, because sometimes people will hear us saying, hold the space.
Yes.
So that's, whoever needed to hear that, that's an explanation of what holding the space means.
And you guys, just so you know, Marie and I are really practicing our one question, and this is not about Mike, but his guides are also talking to me. I had to keep him on the line so the energy could keep shifting with him so that he could move to the next space, just because of the energy that Marie and I and the three of us were doing, so it had to shift and I could feel it
shifting.
Yeah,
because I had so much coming in, and I'm like, okay, he didn't ask this question, but I'm just going to say it, because they were coming in fast and furious for him, because... Yeah, he really needed to hear that.
Yep. So. And so with that, just so you know, there's other people out there. This is as much for you as somebody else. So if you feel this energy coming at you, Just be in that space and hold it and take it in for your highest and best good. That's all you have to say, only that which is for your highest and best good.
Yeah, and, you know, we are, before when Beth was saying, you know, don't get caught up in anybody's drama or chaos,
yep.
That is the best time for you to hold somebody's space. Because you can observe them and say, I'm not getting involved, but I'm going to hold the space, and what you can do is reflect love back to them.
Yep.
And let them go through whatever they need to go through, and then you just step back, and when they're done, then you can, you know, go back in.
And that means you're not going to worry about it. You're not going to be anxious about it. You're not going to ponder over it. You're going to trust that they have their team that's working with them, mm-hmm. and you're holding the space. And when you hold that space, they can come into that realization of going, oh, my gosh, this is what I need to do differently. We learn more by observing and having to go deep within. It's called introspection.
Right.
It's introspection, and that's how you have to – I mean, it's about taking responsibility for your decisions, your choices, your emotions, your thoughts, and your feelings. And that's what the new world is about. The humanity is about becoming more aware. So if you go through your stuff and somebody else is giving you the answers, well, how are you growing from that?
Right.
We can help guide you. We can direct you in a certain way, but it's up to you to make that ultimate decision and say, yes,
exactly.
This is the one that feels right for me.
Because remember, everybody has free will.
Yes.
And how, no matter how much guidance you ask for or how much guidance you're given,
yep.
It's still ultimately up to you if you want to follow that guidance. I mean, how many people know people like, you know, family members or friends who always come to you and they want, I don't know what to do, and you give them and give them and give them the solution, and they never listen to a word you say, and then they keep coming to you. And finally you have to say, look, I've heard the same story 50 times, you're not listening to what I'm recommending or advising you, don't ask me again, you know?
You know, and then you can also sing to them, what did I say to you 2 days ago?
Yeah.
You shift the energy and then you walk away. It takes them by surprise, seriously, and they get out of that energy and they detach from it just for that brief second. Seriously, it really does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look at it because they weren't expecting you to do that, and then you walk away, and then they're just reeling from, oh, my God, what was that about? It's like, I gave you the answer 2 days ago. However, get creative with it, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk away at a higher frequency and vibrancy because you put a different tune into
right.
it. So, I mean, it's a lot easier than what we make it.
Exactly.
It's our fear and our guilt of, I don't want them to be mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? And if they're mad at you, then that's the part of their journey they have to go through.
Yeah.
Because it hits too close to home,
yeah.
and then that's their trigger for them to examine it. Or, you know, it's time to move on maybe from that relationship.
Well, and it is. And you know, and if you, as long as you speak from your heart, you guys, and you know, and you're mindful of your words, but you say it in a, you can say it in a firm tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to say this to kids, listen to the tone of my voice. And I'm not smiling right now. Did you hear what I just said? That just shifts them, and then so that they have to change what it is that they're doing. It isn't any different. You guys, we're kids in grown-up bodies. That's all we are.
Yeah.
Remember that. So you do the same thing for adults. So, and it's a lot easier. It's so much easier than what we make it.
I know. Now,
and
if my body would just be as resilient as a child, I'll be perfect.
Well, you know what? You have to go in and tell your body.
I do.
Let go of that fear, because what is it? It's stemming from your right side. But just so you guys know, it's the first two chakras that are being worked on
mm-hmm.
right now. Even our, I would say, our first three. But the root chakra, from what I'm seeing, it's a lot of we're getting closer to the, we're talking the actual root of where it all stemmed from. But remember, we're also layers, you guys. We're also layers.
Mm-hmm.
Those 2 weeks that I took off, it's like I shifted like no tomorrow. Downloaded, and when I talk about downloaded, you guys would be amazed at stuff that you're not aware of on a subconscious level, unconscious level, and that's when we're sleeping at night. What our soul leaves, our spirit goes out and it learns, and it goes and talks to other souls and other teachers at night, talking about the experience, because if we didn't do that at night, my God, you guys, the energy that we keep within us, we would literally blow up because our physical bodies would not be able to take it. So, and I know for those of you who are coming on here for the first time, I know I'm speaking over your heads, but, you know, I also can't bring myself, you know, it's like you're coming in for a crash 101, but this would be a perfect opportunity you know, ask Marie and I to come in and teach a class. We'll get you updated. So mm-hmm. we do two-hour classes coming to your home if you have 10 or more people. The host or hostess is free. So you can learn a lot in those 2 hours, let me tell you.
You sure can. All right, well, let's get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is Lisa from Boston. How are you?
Very good. Hello, Lisa.
How are you?
Hello.
Do you have a
question
or a comment?
Yes, I do. I have a question. I'd like to know, do you see a new job coming up for me soon?
Are you have you applied to anything specific?
Yes, I have. I did
for whatever reason, I'm hearing the word no, not right at this moment. It's not saying it's not coming up in the future, but there's some stuff that you have to go through so that you can finally let it go, no matter how scary it is. But trust.
Yes.
This is a big trust thing for you, very big trust thing for you.
Okay.
But just know that you will be taken care of.
Are you working right now, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there someone at your current job that maybe you're not having the greatest relationship with?
Yes.
Okay. That is one of your karmic lessons mm-hmm. that you're working through.
Mm-hmm.
So finishing up with that person,
mm-hmm.
you got to finish up with that person before you can move forward.
I don't know what it is I need to finish up with them.
Lisa, are you able to step outside of it so you're not personalizing it? No matter what's being said, no matter what's being done, are you able to step outside of it so you're not looking at it as a personal attack? Are you able to do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
If you're questioning
it? I don't know if I see it as personal. I think with me, I've just reached a point where it's I feel detached emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So I feel like no matter what happens or whatever said, it just goes kind of like over my head.
Oh, good.
And before
yeah,
it wasn't
good.
Like that. And before it was not like that with me, I just became emotional about it.
Yep.
But
yep.
it's like it's almost, and this is how I envision it for me, is that I actually see a disconnection between the cord and the source. It's like pulling something out of the wall. It no longer
yeah.
has that energy coming. It no longer has that energy. And that's what I see in my mind, is that the cord has been pulled out.
Mm-hmm. And now that's good that you're visualizing that,
yep.
but what you need to do now is let it go from your heart, because I'm seeing it from the middle and in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from when it started to the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to release it, let it go, and again, here's a good opportunity to practice.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment, being outside of the space, sending love to that individual, no matter how much you're going, oh, lordy, lordy. Remember, this is a great teacher, a phenomenal teacher for you right at this moment. And are you getting the life lesson?
I don't know.
So
I don't know what the lesson is.
I'm picking up betrayal. There was some, in a previous life, there was a betrayal by a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're hanging on to. That's what you brought forward into this life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there. Okay, do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Okay. They're saying to go in and meditate and
mm-hmm.
to forgive that person in that life,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever cords are still attached to cut them,
mm-hmm.
and then you really have to go in and forgive and say, you know what, this is something that happened before, we're no longer in that life, and I no longer choose to carry it in this life, and I forgive the person I was, and I forgive the person they were.
Okay.
And I don't know that if you're aware of this, obviously or not, if you're calling in, but there's a very, there's a masculine energy that's along with this, so it's definitely from a past lifetime. And it's affecting you now, and you want to take care of it because this person or another similar scene can play out with another job. That's why this has to be taken care
mm-hmm.
of.
Mm-hmm. And you're close. You're close.
You're very close.
You're doing the right things. You just got to finish up that last step.
Correct, Amando.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling in, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Okay, and then we have a question in the chat room. Come on, computer. Ooh, there. I was going to say, I didn't want to let Lisa go. Okay, so this is from AMC28. I would like to know if you see the human resource department at Axiom Resource Management hiring me soon. I am currently on sick leave at my current job, where the situation has a lot of drama with the company, and they found out that one of their coworkers is spreading rumors about them. And so they can't obviously defend themselves because they're on sick leave.
Oh.
So they want to know if this other company will hire them.
Well, this is what I'm seeing, and this is what I'm feeling. I'm seeing, and it's in dark. It's in black, N-O, and because there's business that you need to take up, take care of there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so obviously this is the theme for this show. it's unfinished business that you need to take care of, because even though you're not there, whether or not you're part of it consciously or not, there is power that's being taken from you, so you need to claim that. That doesn't mean that you engage in the emotional and the mental aspect of that, but also because I can feel your energy just by asking that question of how you're allowing it to affect you. And I'm hearing there, you can't run away from it. It needs to be taken care of. If you can step outside of it, look at it from a higher angle, and look at it, be the person who rises above this. That's the way to look at it. Shine that light. Look at what it is you're supposed to get from it, and know that it isn't personal no matter how it feels. Been there. Trust me, I got my stories of people starting rumors. Trust me.
I think we've all been
But it
there.
Was my greatest opportunity of growth. My God, were they my greatest teachers. So if when you can look at it from that way, and again, you have to go in and cut, clear, and release those cords and attachments, really forgive the situation as well as the environment for not being there and backing you up, because there's a part of you that feels very sad about that, then you can call us and see. But until that's finished up, I'm hearing no to this other place, because similar situation will follow you no matter where you go.
Yeah, you know, when you're feeling better and you're back, going back to work, go back in with your head high and your confidence high.
Yeah.
And so that as you walk back into your workplace, you can set the intent or, you know, just say before you walk in, I take back my power. And you go into work with that energy surrounding you, I take back my power, I take back my power, and I will not, you know, allow myself to be treated in this manner, because I am worthy and I deserve better. And so if you can have that attitude, that'll help dissipate a lot of that negative energy. And then, as Beth said, cut the cords.
Now I have a question for you. What is it, and I know this is going into question two, but your guides are talking to me because this is an opportunity for growth, because I'm seeing toxins within you. So what that means is, what is your sickness right now? Because believe it or not, the sickness started even before you went on leave here. So what is it that you are sick with? It's hard for me to identify because I'm seeing it all over your body. And it's almost like I see it's very infectious, like infections. Doesn't mean others will catch it, but can you tell me, can you give me just a brief description of what's going on with you? Because then I can tell you what you need to do with that.
I got to wait for her to type in.
Oh.
That room. I don't know if you noticed, but nobody else was on the line.
AMC28.
Because I'm picking up there's a lot of
you
emotions.
Just think, I noticed nobody's on the line.
I know, like, did you notice nobody's responding?
Smarty pants.
Left wrist.
Oh, there's a lot of wrists. I mean, you would be amazed at the conversations I've had just this week, especially the past 2 days, to do with wrists and especially left wrists. What?
And a cyst on my tumor?
A tumor? Where's the tumor at?
No, it says I have a cyst on my tumor. Maybe she typed it wrong.
Oh.
Well, a cyst on her ovary.
Oh, and that's exactly what I was going to say, but I didn't want to put it in out there, so because I didn't want it to manifest in anything. So it's and on the left side, so that has to do with your feminine energy, and your energy feels very gentle, very very kind. So these are individuals who are judging you from whatever it is, however you're presenting yourself. They see it as superficial and fake. That does not mean that it is. That's their stuff, not yours. But it's not you claiming your feminine energy and also speaking your truth. This is an opportunity for you to speak your truth, to come from your heart. And the cyst on your ovaries, you said, Marie?
Mm-hmm.
On the ovaries has to do with how you're creating, how you are pronouncing yourself in this world. How are you showing yourself? How are you showing up? Are you being courageous? Are you being powerful? Are you utilizing your power? Not abusing it. Are you utilizing it for your highest and best good? Are you coming from your heart space? And there's a sadness in that. There's a sadness in this. It feels like this has been a common theme for you, probably, I would say, from what it feels like and what I'm hearing, throughout life. Go in there and do some healing energy because you're holding on to stuff, and that's where it's stuck in your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
We had a friend just break her left wrist, if I'm not mistaken.
They believe they picked the wrong job.
Well, I'm not saying you're there forever. Trust me.
No, but you know what?
You're there. There's no such thing.
You were there. You were there to get the lessons that you needed, and to be able to open up, and also, as Beth said, learn to speak your truth. So we never. One thing that happens, you know, we always think we do the wrong thing, but it's
for a reason.
There's always a reason, and it's always for a learning. It's
season,
for
reason, or lifetime.
Yep.
Season, reason, or lifetime. That's how, if you go through life and everything and everyone look at a season, reason, and lifetime, what am I supposed to learn from it? You'll be amazed. But we never know until it's over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
So look at it so it doesn't have to follow you and repeat it.
And since you're on sick leave, you have a perfect opportunity to actually, you know, go in there and say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to let this one get me down. No, I'm not. I'm going back, and I'm going to speak my truth, and I'm going to hold my head up high, and I'm going to get through it. I'm going to come out the other side because there's going to be something else waiting as soon as I finish this lesson.
And you're strong. Just so you know, you don't think you can do it. You are stronger than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is ask the angels, call upon them to be with you, to give you strength, and that all communication is healthy, it's loving, and it comes from the heart space. And you'll be amazed at how the words will just come out of you. You'll be amazed. But you're there to help with the shifting. It's for you for personal growth as well as spiritual growth, but you're there also to shine light. Because anybody who's in that gossip, that just says what consciousness they're at. And you called into the show, so you're at a different awareness. So just remember that. You're at a different level. You're at a different level. Not better than, not less than. You're at a different level.
And I'm wondering, is your cyst, I'm seeing a lot of water in it. Is it a water-filled cyst? Because if so, that's all your emotions are sitting in there.
I'm also hearing belief systems and who it is that you are as a woman. So change your belief system about you. You're beautiful, you're strong,
mm-hmm.
You're courageous, you're feminine, you're sensual. You know, you need. This is an opportunity for you to really reevaluate your own opinion of yourself. And Marie and I wish you luck. We wish you luck.
We do. You'll have to call in after you're back and things, you know, you've taken back your power, and let us know how it goes.
And we send you some healing love and light, some healing energy.
Yep.
Heal fast.
Yes, heal
fast.
All
you have to do is say yes. Thank you for calling in or typing in.
Yep, thank you. Okay.
Excuse me, I coughed on the...
How dare you. Okay, let's get to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida.
Hello,
hi,
Lisa from Florida. Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, yes. I wanted to know, I met someone recently. I wanted to know what you feel about the relationship.
She met someone recently? Oh, she wants to know about the relationship.
Well, I heard summer fun.
And you know what I heard? He's the one. I heard he's the one. And I'm seeing, like, it looks like angel wings, so he'll be lifting you up as you will him. But I'm hearing take it one day at a time, one day at a time. No expectations and allow it to unfold. There's an anxiety that comes up with you with this.
Well, this is what happened. We met on a meditation website, like, 3 weeks ago. And he was, like, pursuing me. And then he just suddenly pulled the plug on everything, like, 3 or 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's so new. Everything's so new. I'm, like, not crying or anything. It's just bizarre. It was, like, really intense. And then he pulled the plug. But he just got out of a 7-year relationship.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
He pursued me. I did not pursue this guy. And then he got overwhelmed, I guess. And then he's still splitting things up with this woman. I'm just wondering. He lives really far away, and I'm just like, you know, there's a lot of question marks around this thing, and I just wanted to know if you could kind of look into it a little more.
Well, again, I'm hearing he is the one, but again, here's an opportunity for you to hold the space for him to finish up what he needs to with them. His stuff is very karmic, and he's finishing up on that relationship, so he can finally let it go. Now it's up to him whether or not, because I don't know where he's at spiritually, for him to cut clear and release those cords and attachment, but he's definitely somebody who lives from his heart. He comes from his heart. So if he can let that person go, let me tell you.
He can't give you 100% until he finishes that.
Yep.
And he knows that.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not even pushing for anything at this point. I was just curious, you know, because he told me I don't want to talk to you anymore at all. And he didn't say, I will talk to you in the future, like 5 months from now. Or he just said, no, we cannot have any contact anymore. And I've respected it, and I haven't reached out, and I'm fine with it. It's just weird. So do you feel like he's going to talk to me again, or do you think that we're done?
Well, you know what? This is really interesting. I'm here in twin flame with you, which he's in that push and run phase right now, but makes sense since he's in the situation that he's in right now. So it'll be amazing. The twin flames that are coming in right now, and do you know anything about the twin flames? Do some research on that, and it will give you a greater understanding if you can relate to this.
Okay.
We could do a show on twin flames, let me tell you. But look into twin flames. And
I have read little bit about flames, actually. Quite a few years ago, I was looking at books on that stuff.
Now, when I say twin flames to you, can you pay attention to how your body feels, how your heart feels? Does it feel light and free, or does it feel heavy?
I have no idea. I'm not good at that. The thing is, this guy has a really forceful personality, and, like, that kind of concerns me a little bit. He's really dramatic sometimes. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And I'm a little concerned that he's going to want to be controlling with me and, like, not let me be a free spirit. And when I'm in a relationship, I want to be who I am. I don't want to have somebody controlling or telling me.
Well, you know,
I don't know
what?
I don't,
maybe that's what...
I don't... What? Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe that's why you need to call in, so you got a clearer picture of what it is you want, what it is that you don't want.
Yeah,
but
see, I'm just projecting this. I don't know him well enough. We haven't even met in person. And I really don't know him well enough to say that he's like that, but maybe he's just like, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm very open-minded at this point. I'm not, like, labeling him. But I was just kind of hoping you guys would get a read on him or read on the situation.
Well, yeah, we did. But let me ask you, are you having any kind of telepathic conversations with him at night or in dreams?
You're funny. I had this dream. This is very disturbing, actually. I had a dream last night. The word HIV came to me, like AIDS. And I don't know if that meant him or something else. I really was confused by that. And then other than that, I feel like I feel him around me a lot, and I feel like he's coming back, and I feel like
right.
maybe I'll
that's,
hear from
that,
him.
That's exactly what Beth was saying about the twin flame. So if you go in, if you can go on the internet and read about twin flame, because twin flames carry a different energy, and you know it's totally different from like a soulmate or someone that you're going out with. You will know that energy is completely different from a, you know, with a twin flame. So and that's what she's picking up with this guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, whether or not either of you act out on it, but sooner or later in this time frame, if you guys choose to come together, you choose to come together. But if he's in another relationship and he needs to sit here and figure that out and, you know, come to rest with the themes that are going on with that relationship
yeah.
and himself, then the next step can't be taken. But meanwhile, what you can do on your end is to look more into the twin flame. Again, you can't make anything happen if you've never met in person, but it's amazing how we can communicate with each other's spirits.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what we can do. And a twin flame is the other part of your soul. So that's something, this is work that you can sit here and you can go and do in behind closed doors right now as to see what the next step is going to, you know, however it's going to unfold. He's got to do his work. You got to do your work. And he is doing his work. He's where he's at right now, where he's at right now.
Yeah, he is. And like I said, I'm not looking to crowd or rush him. And I'm actually happy to have the space because I'm working on some things myself. So, you know.
That's great.
Good.
That's
yeah.
great.
But like
well,
when he reaches
and that's about what I'm picking up for you. So it's to hold the space with that. Meanwhile, don't put your life on hold.
Right.
Don't put
no,
your life on hold
not.
Waiting. Because when it's going to happen, if, you know, whatever unfolds, so put yourself out there so that you can stay in the flow, you know,
sure.
and practice with your attracting the man that you want in your life, what you want more of, and focus on having fun.
Exactly. And I had met another guy, like, about 4 months ago that I really liked, and he's sort of starting to kind of peek his head back around, too. So it's kind of confusing because both in the same space, like both of them have recent breakups and are getting over stuff, and they're kind of like, you know, in and out, push-pull, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well,
it's just interesting.
It is very
interesting. But it's also, I'm hearing boundaries with you, so make sure you put up your boundaries, your appropriate boundaries, what you will and will not accept.
Yes, actually I'm going to sit down with the guy that I met 4 months ago and have a conversation about my boundaries with him.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I want to have a talk about what I, you know, what I, well, he doesn't know that it's my boundary conversation, but it's going to be my boundary conversation. And
that's good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we wish you well, and we wish you luck, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks so much, lady.
Yep, bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Okay, bye-bye. Well, we don't have any other callers, and we're past an hour. That went really fast.
Wow, that did
yeah.
go really fast.
Yeah. So join us on Tuesday. We have a guest who will be joining us, and it's kind of an interesting topic. She's going to be talking about the effects of corn syrup.
Nasty stuff.
On our bodies,
toxic.
And especially on the female reproductive system, right? And what it does to us and the effects that it has. And she was guided to talk about it. So join us Tuesday at 7 p.m. Check out that conversation. And everyone, enjoy the solstice.
Yes.
Go out and celebrate. Do whatever you need to do to bring in that energy. And have a great weekend. And we'll catch you on Tuesday.
Sending you love and light. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.